Chapter 2, Motorcycle Mania. After Kevin had left, everybody was silent. Then Aunt Sue said, "Follow me, kids. I'll take you to your rooms." Aunt Sue took us to our rooms, and then we helped Dad with our luggage. Dad went to his and Mum's room to organize their things. I could hear my aunt and my mother talking in the living room. I was curious to know what they were talking about, so I went to the top of the stairs to listen. "I don't know what to do," said my aunt. "It's a mystery to John why I feel sorry for Kevin. The boy's got a learning disability, but John doesn't understand. He thinks Kevin is just lazy. They don't talk to each other anymore. They just shout. John thinks I'm responsible for the situation because I don't discipline Kevin enough. And Kevin says I never tell John how I really feel. He gets angry because of that." "Kevin's not being fair," said my mother. "But it's not intentional. He just doesn't understand." "He should try," said Aunt Sue. "I'm always in the middle." They moved to the kitchen, and I went to my room. It was nicer than my old room in Calgary. I wanted to watch TV, but I was too tired, so I went to sleep. In the middle of the night, I was woken by the sound of loud voices and laughter. I turned on the light next to my bed and looked at the clock on the wall. It was 2 a.m. I looked out of the window and saw Kevin sitting in the front garden of the house with two friends. They had bottles in their hands and were all drinking. I heard a window open above me on the second floor. "Kevin," called Aunt Sue as quietly as she could. "What are you doing? It's 2 a.m. Be quiet and come into the house. You're lucky you haven't woken your father." The three boys looked up at Aunt Sue. I moved from the window so the boys wouldn't see me. "All right, Mum," said Kevin. Soon I heard a car starting, and then Kevin entered the house. The next day, everybody slept until late, except for Uncle John. Aunt Sue said he had started to work early and would come and have lunch with us later. We ate on the patio and had a relaxing morning at the pool in the back garden. Later, Uncle John stopped his work to join us for lunch. Kevin wasn't with us. He was probably sleeping. After lunch, Uncle John returned to his study and the rest of us sat at the pool. At 5 p.m., I went into the kitchen to help Aunt Sue and my mother make dinner. My uncle and dad were out on the patio preparing the barbecue, and Stevie was sitting at the kitchen table reading a comic. Suddenly, Kevin came into the kitchen quietly. He looked very tired. His hair was messy, and he needed to shave. He went to the coffee maker and started to make some coffee. "Well, good morning," said Aunt Sue sarcastically. "Hi," said Kevin quietly. "Does anybody want coffee?" "No, we're going to have dinner soon, but it looks like you need some," said Aunt Sue. Kevin went to the kitchen table, sat down slowly, and put his face in his hands for a moment. Then he looked at Stevie. "Hi, kid," he said. "Aren't those comics too difficult for you?" Stevie looked insulted. "I'm 8 years old, almost 9, he said, "and I was the best reader in my class in Calgary." "Well, Stevie," said Aunt Sue, "Toronto is your home now. You can show everybody here how good you are at reading." "Are you going into your final year in September?" I asked Kevin. "I remember we were a year apart, and next year is my final year." "Yeah," answered Kevin. "One more month of summer holidays, and then it's my final year at school. Hallelujah." Just then, Uncle John entered the house, and he heard Kevin. "Your final year," he said to Kevin. "That's not certain. You forgot to tell Janet that nothing is certain with you. You might have to repeat this year. Aunt Sue brought a cup of coffee and put it in front of Kevin. He just woke up, John, she told her husband. Let him drink his coffee in peace. Sue, you're not his servant. He can get his own coffee. That's for sure, said Kevin, getting up from his chair. I know the rules in this house, all right. Well, you should start following them, said his father. Kevin didn't answer him, but turned to Stevie. Hey, Stevie, do you like motorcycles? He asked. Of course I do, answered Stevie. Then come with me to my room. I've got some cool things to show you, said Kevin. Stevie got up and followed Kevin out of the kitchen. Uncle John sat down at the table, took Kevin's untouched coffee, and started to drink it. Sue, he said, don't contradict me when I'm talking to Kevin. You always do it, and it's not good to show that we think differently. We don't think differently, said Aunt Sue. I just disagree with the way you treat him. That's enough, said Uncle John. That's the problem. You disagree because you think Kevin is still a little boy. My mother and I looked at each other. We were both very embarrassed. I didn't like Uncle John anymore. He was so horrible to Kevin. John, let's not talk about this now, said Aunt Sue. You're embarrassing Caroline and Janet. Well, Caroline, you're going to be here for a few weeks, said Uncle John. You'll soon see everything for yourself. Uncle John went to his study, and the three of us finished working in the kitchen. Janet, Aunt Sue said to me half an hour later, go and tell the boys to come and eat, please. I went to Kevin's bedroom and knocked on the door. Who is it? My cousin shouted. It's me, Janet, I said. Can I come in? Yes, Kevin called. You can come in. I entered Kevin's bedroom and looked around. There were motorcycle parts on the floor. Road signs and motorcycle posters were hanging on the walls. Stevie was sitting on the floor, playing with a box of silver balls. I'm in here, said Kevin. I could see his reflection as he stood in front of the bathroom mirror, shaving. I stood outside the bathroom door. Dinner's almost ready, I said. Aunt Sue sent me to call you. I'm coming soon, said Kevin. Take Stevie. Uncle John wasn't very nice to you earlier, I commented. That's nothing new, said Kevin. It happens all the time. That's how he speaks to me. What did he mean about repeating the year at school? I asked. I have to go to summer school because I failed in maths, answered Kevin. There's a test at the end of the summer, and I have to pass it. I can't enter the final year without maths. I don't envy you, I said. So how was your first night here? Kevin asked. It wasn't great, I answered. You woke me last night when you were outside. Oh, sorry, said Kevin. What were you drinking? I asked. Kevin looked at me for a moment, surprised and amused. You ask a lot of questions, don't you? He said. He didn't say anything else. He finished shaving and started to comb his hair. I could see his blue eyes very well. My cousin was actually very handsome. I'm sure you've got a lot of girlfriends, I told him. Kevin smiled. A few, he said, putting on some cologne. Okay, let's go,